This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Shahad Kutin. With me, Tan Chun Han and Joyce Goh, and the Morning Run continues. Remember, you can always be part of this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, WhatsApping us at 0878898899. Leave your name so that we can address you directly. And thank you so much, Suresh Raj, for your WhatsApp message. You're saying something more intellectual, perhaps, rather than Instagram love stories and Rosma's handbags. I'm afraid, Suresh, you're going to have to endure a bit more of this fluff, because we are going to address the question of Rosma's handbag carried in many newspapers this morning, partly because it is an element in the narrative around the 1MDB scandal, because the plunder of state resources and the extravagant lifestyles of those who allegedly lived off the proceeds of that plunder. So in this particular part of the saga, all eyes are on Datin Sri Rosmah Manso for her outfit as she was questioned at the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission yesterday, partly because there was interest in whether she would continue to display that extravagant streak.
Right. And also, keeping in mind, optics is tremendously important when it comes to public officials or those directly related to public officials, be it current or past, right? And if you recall when Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong made that visit to the White House, and there was plenty of headlines dedicated to the purse or the handbag that Lee Hsien Loong's wife was actually carrying at the time. I believe it was handmade by some children with special needs, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yes, right. And that garnered a lot of admiration for that display, right?
So, despite the fact, because of the Lee family and Ho Ching, who was carrying that handbag, she, of course, was and headed Temasek, Singapore's sovereign fund. So in Singapore, the issue might not be plunder, but it's certainly control of the most important levers of the economy as well as state power.
Yeah, well, certainly. So these individuals who live in the public life, whether you like it or not, they are judged by perception. They are judged in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, and even more so in Datin Sri Rosmah Mansor's case, when it comes to her handbag, everyone was wondering what handbag did Datin Sri, what was she carrying yesterday? And if you look at the newspapers today, some of them, even the online portals, they looked into what handbag she was carrying yesterday, and it could cost about 10,000 ringgit, that handbag that she brought to MACC yesterday. It's not a Birkin, in case you're wondering, but it's a Versace handbag.
Maybe it's one that they forgot to pick up during their raids. I don't know. Maybe it could be one that they left behind.
Okay, of course, now that the former prime minister and his wife are out of power, they have become the subject of increasing mockery and scorn. Not that they did not get that during their time in power, but during that period, they were somewhat insulated from those stories being carried in full color on the mainstream media. Today, the mainstream media isn't holding back from shining a light on the darker side of Rosmah Manso. So you might say that's all very unfair, that the mainstream media, for instance, held back from scrutinizing the extravagant lifestyle, or alleged extravagant lifestyle, of the couple. Now, because they're out of power, they can do so.
Well, do you think they're still actually more exposed to these kinds of, and I'm using air quotes here and using this term rather loosely here, these news items, or are they still pretty ignorant about it? Because I think they are probably still shying away from, all these kind of headlines. Granted, they may not have that layer of people who actually, actively protecting them from these news. I don't know.
But you mean they're not reading?
Yeah, they're not reading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But if you know that you're going to the MACC or you're going to make a public appearance, for sure, media's going to be there, and you will know that they will definitely scrutinize her from head to toe. What is she wearing and what handbag is she carrying, more importantly? I mean, that's what some people would want to know, right? And I mean, basically, do you guys have any advice to give Datin Sri Rosma when it comes to, you know, being in public, when it comes to public and, you know, managing her whole public image, given the amount of intensity that she's going through right now, the spotlight is on them, you know?
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, some people who can't do anything wrong, and there are times when they can't do anything right. And I think Rosma at this point in time can't do anything right, at least by a large segment of Malaysian society. So then the question is, how do you dial down on maybe the attacks? And I guess in taking a handbag that was less valuable, she's done something to address that image that she has of having led an extravagant lifestyle.
Right. I mean, especially keeping in mind this is the latest iteration of a narrative, you know. I mean, and this narrative includes those boxes of handbags that are carted away from those residences, right? So, you know, you can't help but kind of string along this narrative.
Do you think that, do men get the same scrutiny, though? Like, did we, you know, look at what kind of shoes
watches.
Okay.
Watches are often, photographed. And I think
many of our
cabinet ministers have had their wrists
scrutinized.
Yeah, they have indeed. Okay, taking us up to the first bulletin of the morning, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Scar Tissue. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.